They don't open that late. All right.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Yes, you guys overcharged me on a debit transaction, $64.97 the other day. Was not authorized, and I need you to do a stop. Stop charging me on that debit card, please.
Okay, can I get that zip code, sir?
The zip code is 98380.
98380?
Yes.
One second, sir.
Sure.
Okay, sir. Sorry for that. Wait, can you verify your first and last name for me?
Yes. Yeah. Actually,
your first...
no. I will tell you my first and last name, though. That's a
yes,
no
sir.
On that. And that is Michael Bendixen, Bendixen.
Okay, sir, thank you for that. And I did find an account matching that name. Can you verify your address?
Yes, no. I mean, no. But I will tell you that.
Sir, I mean, can you verify your address for me? I want you to tell me.
1125 Northwest Pioneer Road, Seabeck, Washington, 98380.
Yes, sir. I do see you ordered a watch back on the 29th of March for $790, along with a smartwatch express shipping for $1.95. And
no.
It was
AirPods and then one watch. That was it. It was supposed
yes,
to be
sir. The charges from the 14th of April is for the full cost of that watch, because what you ordered was a 14-day trial. And if it's not canceled in 14 days, then on the 15th day, we bill you the full cost of that product.
And how much was that one product?
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
How much was that one product? Give me the amount.
$64.97 for the watch and $59.97 for the pods. I'm sorry, $69.97 for the pods.
There it is. I got you now. Yep. Those are the transactions. Now, I want you to close that account and be done.
It is a one-time charge. It won't charge no more.
Great. That's all I needed from you, ma'am.
Okay. Was there anything else we could help you with today?
No, that'll do it. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.